The greatest hunger in life is not for food, money, success, status, security, sex, or even love from the opposite sex. Time and again, people have achieved all of these things and wound up still feeling dissatisfied. Indeed, often more dissatisfied than when they began. The deepest hunger in life is a secret that is only revealed when a person is willing to unlock a hidden part of the self. In the ancient traditions of wisdom, this quest has been likened to diving for the most precious pearl in existence, a poetic way of saying that you have to swim far out beyond shallow waters, plunge deeply into yourself, and search patiently until the pearl beyond price is found. The pearl is also called essence, the breath of God, the water of life, holy nectar, labels for what we in our more prosaic scientific age would simply call transformation. Transformation means radical change of form, the way a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly. In human terms, it means turning fear, aggression, doubt, insecurity, hatred, and emptiness into their opposites. Can this really be achieved? One thing we know for certain: the secret hunger that gnaws at people's souls has nothing to do with externals like money, status, and security. It's the inner person who craves the meaning in life, the end of suffering, and answers to the riddles of love, death, God, the soul, good and evil. A life spent on the surface will never answer these questions or satisfy the needs that drive us to ask them. Finding the hidden dimensions in yourself is the only way to fulfill your deepest hunger. After the rise of science, this craving for knowledge should have faded, but it has only grown stronger. There are no new facts to discover about life's hidden dimensions. Nobody needs to peer at more CAT scans of patients undergoing a near-death experience or take more MRIs of yogis sitting deep in meditation. That phase of experimentation has done its work. We can be assured that wherever consciousness wants to go, the human brain will follow. Our neurons are capable of registering the highest spiritual experiences. Yet, in some ways, you and I know less about the mystery of life than our ancestors. We live in the age of the higher brain, the cerebral cortex that has grown so enormously over the last few millennia, overshadowing the ancient instinctive brain that drives our instincts. The cortex is often called the new brain, yet the old brain held sway in humans for millions of years, as it does today in most living things. The old brain can't conjure up ideas or read, but it does possess the power to feel, and above all, to be. It was the old brain that caused our forebears to sense the closeness of a mysterious presence everywhere in nature. That presence, which is found in every particle of creation, suffuses your life too. You are a book of secrets waiting to be opened, although you probably see yourself in totally different terms. On a given day, you are a worker, a father or mother, husband or wife. You're a creature who acts, thinks, and feels. Spirituality fuses these three into a single reality. Thinking doesn't lord it over feeling. Feeling doesn't stubbornly resist the higher brain. Doing occurs when both thought and feeling say, "This is right." When you are living the truth of one reality, every secret reveals itself without effort or struggle. It comes down to the age-old choice of separation or unity. Do you want to be fragmented, conflicted, torn between the eternal forces of darkness and light? Or do you want to step out of separation into wholeness? The one reality can be recognized because once you're there, you experience the flow of life without obstacles or resistance. In this flow, you encounter inspiration, love, truth, beauty, and wisdom as natural aspects of existence. The one reality is spirit, and the surface of life is only a disguise with a thousand masks that keep us from discovering what is real. 1,000 years ago, such a statement would have met with no argument. Spirit was accepted everywhere as the true source of life. Today, we have to look with new eyes at the mystery of existence, for as proud children of science and reason, we have made ourselves the orphans of wisdom. Therefore, this audiobook must work on two fronts. First, it must persuade you that there really is a mystery lying in the hidden dimensions of life. Second, it must inspire you to feel the passion and dedication required to get there. This isn't a project to postpone until you are ready. You have been ready since the day you forgot to keep asking who you are and why you are here. Sadly, most of us keep shutting out thousands of experiences that could make transformation a reality. Therefore, we are still mysteries to ourselves, and what we most long to know remains lodged deep inside us. If it weren't for the enormous effort we put into denial, repression, and doubt, life would be a constant revelation. Ultimately, you have to believe that your life is worth investigating with total passion and commitment. It took thousands of tiny decisions to keep the Book of Secrets closed, but it only takes a single moment to open it again. I take it literally when the New Testament says, "Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened." It's that simple.